Get more at 971talk.com.
Wiggins America.
Outside the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rose Royce, and she ran inside a weeping. She got to a room and splashed a picture of a new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on the fire.
She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
All right, I am going to talk about Lazarus in the next segment, and it's going to be in a way that maybe you're not expecting. It's actually not related to anything in current events. Roy said, I can't wait to hear it. And so, Roy, thanks for listening. Here's my setup for that segment, which is coming up next, though. It's just a Facebook post that I saw that I've seen things like this before and thought about this myself, but it put it into words that I never really was able to. It just says, this blew up my mind. I'm just going to share it with you. It says, have you ever thought about this? In 100 years, for instance, 2123, we will all be buried with our relatives and friends. Strangers will live in our homes we fought so hard to build or buy, and they will own everything we have today. All our possessions will be unknown and unborn, including the car we spent a fortune on, and will probably be scrap metal at that point. Preferably, best case scenario, that car is in the hands of some collector who you don't know. Our descendants will hardly know who we were, if they know who we were at all, nor will they remember us. How many of us know our grandfather's father's father in some cases? Now, we live in a little bit different time. There's probably more documentation of who we were than 100 years ago, but that is a good question to ask. How well do you know your ancestors that were alive in 1923? Do you even know who they were? After we die, we will be remembered for a few more years. Then we're just a portrait on somebody's bookshelf. And a few years after that, our history, our photos, our deeds will disappear into a cabinet at best, into history's oblivion. And we won't even really be memories anymore. If we pause one day to analyze these questions, perhaps we would understand how ignorant and weak the dream to achieve all was. Now, I don't necessarily buy into that conclusion from this. I understand what they're saying about material things, but the desire to achieve is a good thing. It's an eternal thing. It goes on, if we could only think about this, surely our approaches, our thoughts would change. We would be different people. Always having more, no time for what's really valuable in this life. I'd change all this to live and enjoy the walks I've never taken, the hugs I didn't give, these kisses for our children, our loved ones, the jokes we didn't have time for. Those would certainly be the most beautiful moments to remember. After all, they would fill our lives with joy. And we taste it day after day with greed, and intolerance. Now, the conclusions are a little suspect. The greed thing is probably true. Intolerance, I don't even know what that means anymore. But I definitely think it's worthwhile to think in 100 years, a lot of this is true. People won't remember you. You know, I'm happy to be doing a radio show, but are people going to be listening to the podcast in 100 years? No way. I mean, unless it's some random person doing a documentary about what it was like in 2023 in the Trump years or something, you know, I don't think that it'll happen. Even your relatives, kids, will probably not even know who you are in 100 years. So what are you living for? That's kind of the point that I take it from. This article, this post, takes different conclusions than I do, but I still think it's good facts, good things to consider. What is most important? What's happening in the moment is not always it. With that in mind, stick around for the segment that I'm going to have next. It's all about eternal things. And it's about Lazarus.
Here we go. The crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. Little Sally got lost as the police bossed the crowd back in a rage.
Wiggins America.
Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlight figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage.
She knew from the start deep down in her heart that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
Get more at 971talk.com.